Hi, this is Alex. My mom is Heather from Shine.fm. This is Sipping Tea with Heather and Steven.
His favorite part of Chex Mix.
Oh, easy. I like Chex Mix. I even like the weird ones, like
Cheddar,
the Muddy Buddies and the Peanut Butter Buddies and all the. But of the original Chex Mix that I literally eat around, like I'm like dumping it out on a table. And like,
I can't wait to hear what this is going to be.
I'm doing this. Like I'm counting change on a table. I'm pulling these. It's those little breadstick rolls. They look like almost like an eight, but it's got an extra little hump on it.
Yes, yes.
I hate those.
Why do you hate those?
You know what? It feels like filler. It's just filler.
Okay.
Like the Chex Mix has the coating on it.
Yes,
and
that's true.
The Gardetto's bagel chips, those have flavor.
No.
And there's something special about them. Those little breadsticks, they feel like, oh man, we ran out of squiggles and we need to add another 0.75 ounces to this bag. You got any wood chips back there?
That would work.
No. Well, I mean, here's this little unflavored, tasteless, dry, hard.
Oh, that's true.
Breadstick thingy. Let's throw that in because I don't think the government would let us put a twig in because it's the same consistency.
They might be high in fiber, though. You might need that.
10 years from now, they come out with a study. The only thing healthy in the entire bag of Chex Mix is
that
the little
twig.
Bread roll. Ah.
Okay, so I don't like the bagel chips.
What do you mean you don't like the bagel chips?
No, so like they had I don't know if you've seen the bags recently, but they're like, bagel chips are back. And I'm like, they could have stayed away.
No, I'm the guy that was like, bagel chips. You know, I'm out there like with a pitchfork in one hand and a torch in the other.
In front of the General Mills plant. Bring back the bagel chips. No, I don't like them. They annoy me. I love the pretzels.
Wait a second. You don't like flavor?
I don't like it. I think it's a texture thing, to be honest with you, because it's like it has a weird texture to it. A bagel chip? Just give me a bagel.
What?
A bagel and Chex Mix. How about that? But no bagel chip. Like, I don't
now,
need
that.
I know
that. You can get an everything flavored bagel, but I don't think you can get an everything flavored Chex Mix yet.
No, they should make that, though. That actually would be pretty good. You know what? We could experiment with that and make some of that around Christmas with the everything seasoning.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I bet there's already a Pinterest page out
for probably, yes. But yeah, I love Chex Mix. That's probably my go-to. Like, I do love, because it does feel like you're kind of eating healthy.
On what planet?
Because it's Chex Mix. There's grains in it. There's not a bunch of sugar. Like, it's grains.
Until you dump a bunch of sugar on it and call it a Muddy Buddy
I don't do that. But like, if you eat Chex Mix, that's a fairly decent, not Chex Mix, but like the Chex cereal, that's a fairly decent, like.
Well, it's definitely not pre-sweetened. That's
no,
for sure.
Right.
It's not
what
I would call a kid-friendly cereal. And it's funny because I've heard stories recently on the news about how cereal production, because cereal consumption is down.
Oh.
So cereal production then is following because they're trying to trend the same way.
Right.
But I'm always amazed because I go into the grocery store from time to time. I try to be helpful in my home and decide what's
on. That's
very
kind of you.
Not always, but I found that there were quite a few flavors that had come out with special flavors prior to Halloween.
Oh, okay.
So like these cereal producers are trying to boost sales by going, hey, here's this
special
unique character. Here's this special flavor. I honest to goodness walked down one aisle and saw Captain Crunch and he had vampire fangs on. And I was
that's not right.
You're tampering here with my childhood, sir.
That's not
Step
right.
away. So this was, what do you think about those? I mean, okay, you know, is that a good plan? Is that
probably
a plan
not.
At all?
Probably not. I think you stick with, like, I don't know about you, but it was always a special treat
to
get Count Chocula. Blueberry.
I was a blueberry.
And then whatever the other one was. But
it was
like
a Frankenberry.
Okay.
He was a pink Frankenstein.
But those were special during Halloween. Like you could only get them around Halloween. And that's what we would always ask my mom to get.
Yeah,
like when we were growing up.
Right.
I mean, that was enough. But I don't think you should mess with
I've already seen Christmas version cereals.
Yeah, they're trying hard.
They really are.
And I don't know if it's going to work. Yeah, I think they are too.
But you know what? Little Debbie does the same thing. She comes out with different versions.
I'm really good with that, actually. The little Christmas trees. Those are my favorite.
Not just the cake itself, but if it's a cake shaped like a miniature Christmas tree.
I mean, that's festive, dude. That's really festive.
It's phenomenal.
I have to keep myself. Okay, well, let's talk about like a seasonal thing, because you know I have massive issues with the pumpkin, the mellow cream pumpkins. Yes. I talked about this on the air. Like, okay. I only can buy 2 bags because I'll eat them. Like, I cannot control myself.
What else are you supposed to do?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I should, like, not eat two
decor.
Full bags.
Thank you, Martha Stewart.
No. So I buy them and I put them in a candy jar.
Okay.
And I let my boys
portion them out.
Right. But I also let my boys eat them because I'm like, well, if they eat some, you know, my 17 and my 18 year old.
So you put a bag out to share and then you take a bag to your room.
I should have done that because all of a sudden the first bag was gone like literally 2 days. And it wasn't just me. It was the 18 year old. I'm going to call him out. He came in. He goes, there's another bag of pumpkins there. Can I open those?
Are those guest pumpkins? Right. Are those a future celebration?
They
pumpkin?
Know when it comes to food.
Yeah.
And it's mine. You do not mess with
it. It's mine.
Like, you do not mess with my food.
I don't understand the concept of that's mine.
Because I'm the mom. I bought it. You don't touch it.
And now, I think that leads us into a very strange situation where this is exactly the attitude why moms hide stuff from the rest of us.
Absolutely.
You don't put your name on it, but you hide stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I have eaten.
And you feel no apology for that.
I sure do not. Are you kidding me? How many times I've had to make meals and cupcakes and cookies for these children for parties and birthdays. And
there is not even the slightest pinch of
absolutely
reluctance
not.
About that?
Absolutely not. I provide well for my children. They are well taken care of. I can hide some peanut butter cups, okay?
Wow.
Now, we had a game night for my husband's birthday, which was earlier in October, and there were still Reese's peanut butter cups from my 50th birthday. And Seb said, can I have some of those? I was like, absolutely not. Those are mine.
Wow.
No, I was like, find something else.
Wow.
No, I'm very protective of my stuff.
Now, you know what? In my imagination, I'm sitting here seeing you. It's the last Reese's peanut butter cup. And your son comes up and says, can I have that?
No.
I see you looking at that and like maybe bringing it closer to the edge of your cheek. And maybe, you know, just stroking the edge of your cheek ever so slightly with it. And then just kind of nodding like in recognition and resolution of I'm about to give the person that I helped bring into this world, this final peanut butter cup. And you're telling me that's all a fable.
It's all a fable. I would never do that. I would never do that. Now,
hilarious.
I will tell you the thing that I do, because especially with our schedule right now, because my 18-year-old is still home, but he's working, I do really care whether or not my kids are fed. Like, that's big deal for me. Like, that they're, and so, like, if I am going to get something for myself to eat, like, out somewhere, I'll say to Atticus, like, do you want me to get you something?
Sure.
So, because it's not like I'm keeping, but treats? He don't need treats. Like,
that ain't part of the contract.
That ain't part of the nutritional food that I'm supposed to provide.
Somewhere on the pyramid from the 90s.
No.
I'm not sure.
If it's a Reese's peanut butter cup, it's mine. Somebody probably bought it for me for my birthday, and you do not get to touch it. So that is mine. Yeah.
Well, I was at a place. Everything was 50% off.
I was at a place.
I resisted.
You're not going to say the place.
No,
you don't want people to run out. That's funny.
Yeah, stay away from my candy. I got to get some more after work today.
So you didn't buy any?
I didn't buy any chocolate. I started to pick up Reese's peanut butter.
Okay.
Came in not just pumpkins this year.
I know.
Just white pumpkins. They came out in bats. They were the cutest little bats.
They are very cute. Your granddaughter would love
that. The pumpkins to me feel like 3 bites. Like that's almost like...
Well, what's a regular Reese's to you? 2?
Yeah. Why do you look at me like...
Well, because you're like, a pumpkin's own like 3.
Well, two or three.
Okay.
You know, maybe. Like, I can do 3 on a Reese's cup. I certainly could.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But this pumpkin feels like, you know, you got to have... 3.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, the bat, is a little smaller, and I could consume.
Was it the same price? Does that bother you?
You know what? I didn't check the prices. I picked up one of each, and I walked toward the register, and I reminded myself that I did not deserve that. Oh. I didn't. My calorie intake did not. Yeah.
Especially after our McDonald's breakfast.
Yes. Because breakfast was yet to come, so this was pre-breakfast. So I was like,
you gotta
I gotta have the space for real food, not just for candy.
No, I'm with you on that.
But Reese's, Reese's doing a nice job.
They are doing a nice job, and they've got Christmas trees coming for Christmas.
Do they have white Christmas trees?
They probably do.
I'm a fan of the white stuff. Suddenly, I don't know why.
it's your age, probably. I don't know.
I don't know, but I saw a news story this morning about spiced vanilla M&Ms.
What?
Yeah. I did not make that up. I am not a product guru, but I am a big fan.
Do they have pumpkin spice M&Ms?
That I don't know. I'm not a pumpkin spice. Did you jump on the pumpkin spice, like, everything?
No.
Like, I was like, what's next? No. Pumpkin spice shaving cream?
I'm not smelling like a pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios, pumpkin spice Pop-Tarts, pumpkin spice.
No, I will tell you, though, that I found some bread at Aldi, and I know you shop at Aldi, too.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
That was good.
Pumpkin swirl?
Yes.
Really?
And it was, I mean, it's probably more of like a dessert breakfast bread, but I was like, you butter that, put it in the toaster and butter it. That was good.
See, we would get something like that and make French toast out of that.
But, oh, you're much more fancy than I am.
Well, I don't want to say fancy, but we turn it into an experience.
If you're going to buy that, if I'm
going to blow some calories on it and wonder if I'm like, you know, do I have to check my insulin levels here? I might as well just go all the way. But
so for Christmas, is there something you have to have, like food-wise, like a dessert or something that you have to have for?
No, I can't think of a particular dessert. Now, I will say that in the first, probably as many as 20 years of being married to my wife, my wife's side of the family was filled with aunts, five or six aunts.
Okay.
Five or six. I can't remember. Now I can't remember where I am timeline. But anyway, and they were all fantastic cooks.
Ooh.
And Christmas Eve, I mean, you literally had to be at Grandpa and Grandma's house for Christmas Eve.
Okay.
There was no passes. Mm. Like, you couldn't, the only way you, is if you were like in the hospital or you were overseas in the military. I mean, on your deathbed, and even then you had to zoom in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean,
back in the 70s, right?
Not really, but but like if you were on United States soil, you were to be in Indiana for Christmas Eve.
I get that.
And so the house was packed. It was a big, beautiful, big old farmhouse.
Yeah.
The house was packed. And it was like a Norman Rockwell painting. It was ridiculous. I fell in love with an entire family, not just that person.
Yeah, right.
And they were phenomenal cooks.
Woo!
And they would literally organize down to the nth degree, like, okay, Aunt so-and-so, you can bring this set of cookies. And you'd get assigned three cookies.
Oh, wow.
And then the next aunt would get assigned three cookies. And then the next aunt.
Was there ever any bitterness?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
Not that we ever witnessed. And if it ever translated into the food, you sure couldn't taste it. It didn't happen. So what you ended up with was a cookie buffet. At the end. And see, the girls were smart. They would make more than they needed for Christmas Eve.
Right.
And then when they got together at Christmas Eve, because they knew they were going to be together, they would trade.
Swap.
So they'd go home with, you know, three dozen cookies, but six cookies of this, six cookies of that.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so they were always in the kitchen sorting through the cookies at the end of the evening. And as a young married man, you've got all these godly, beautiful women that are just, and they're phenomenal cooks. And you go, how could you? There is one caveat.
Okay.
Grandma. Grandma is the matriarch of this family.
Right.
And she makes a Hoosier sugar cream pie that I have seen grown men do ridiculously silly, immature things over to get either the last whole pie or the last slice of pie.
Mm.
And it is that good. When you talk about the difference between like reading a book and watching a movie, that's also the same vast difference between buying a sugar cream pie that's frozen and you warming it up at your house and one made by grandma.
Wow.
It was pre and post, like, life changing.
Wow.
Like, you didn't know what sugar cream pie was until you had hers.
I've never heard of it.
And then when you had hers, your life was inexorably altered. You could not go back. you could not deny that that was.
Do you think that you could get your hands on that recipe?
Yeah, probably could get the recipe, but I wonder if there's just not a few extra touches to that thing.
Oh, you know I'm how sure, they do? Probably.
They go off script, they try and do this, or they add that, or, you know, a little more butter and a little less lard in the crust, or whatever it is. Or, but, I mean, these things looked, I mean, they looked store-bought, because that's how much care. She would crimp the edges with her finger, and they would have little, you'd have little crust points all the way around the pie.
Wow.
And yeah, it was it is still phenomenal.
That's amazing.
But yeah, the aunts, and Christmas Eve has kind of fallen to the wayside because the grandchildren now have children.
For sure, right.
And there's no singular place that holds all of these for that event.
Yeah.
But I would say my wife's side of the family has introduced, my side of the family, very small nuclear family, you know, two siblings, just not much going on there, just because that's just how life is sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
Angela's side of the family, my wife's side of the family, huge, loving, great quantity of people, 37, 39, 41 grandkids, something like that.
Woo!
Big family and big celebrations. And so celebrations were big. And they typically got together twice a year, Christmas Eve, and then somewhere around July 4th.
Wow.
And they would redo, it would be the same version except outdoors and, you know, campfires and, you know, sparklers and kids staying up too late and falling asleep near the fires and adults staying up till 3 a.m. just sitting there drinking coffee and reminiscing and telling stories. Same difference, you know, but 6 months apart. And and I really think that added a huge impression to me as a young married person marrying into the family, because I felt like I married the whole family.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, I would think, you know, so I kind of explained, I said no, and then decided, yeah, sugar cream pie is where it's at in Angela's family. And there's for a good reason.
Yeah, for very good reason.
Like, I don't possess the vocabulary to tell you how good this pie is.
There are no words.
As wordy as I am, right. I lack.
It's funny. Yours is very nostalgic. Like, there's one thing that we always make at Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and that is my grandma Quack, my mom's mom. Their last name was Quakenbush. And so when we were growing up, we couldn't say Quakenbush, and so we called them Grandma and Grandpa Quack. You're going to laugh. That's okay.
Okay.
But they were not just known by us. They were known by lots of people that way. But their last name was Quakenbush, and she made a corn casserole.
Oh, okay.
And that is something that my mom has continued. I've continued, so we do that. I think for me personally, like when I think about like Christmas in particular, I think about peppermint.
Oh,
and so I like a peppermint ice cream or a peppermint mocha.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. That says Christmas to me. Like, that flavor does.
Right. Oh, it's definitely.
So that's something for me that, like, I feel like I need to have.
I don't know that, like, a couple years ago, we started enjoying peppermint at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I really kind of, and this is, pre-diabetic, we had to get a Sunday dish and dip out some peppermint ice cream.
Yeah.
And then cover the thing in hot fudge.
Oh.
Oh, my stars.
That is good, actually.
I know it's Christmas and it's 12 degrees outside, but you put that in front of me and it's like, oh, might as well be Christmas Eve.
Right. It's a celebration,
that is
baby.
That's right. From taste buds out, it's a celebration.
That's right. Exactly. This has been Sippin' Tea with Heather and Steven. If you would like us to answer a question, email me, Heather@shine.fm.